Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. I'm your host, Charles. Yay, I'm back. First of all, thank you guys so much for coming back to listen to season 4. I can't thank you guys enough for following me in this podcasting journey. Truly, you guys are the reason why I keep doing this, so thank you. I ended up having a longer break without posting, but finally, I'm here and I'm really excited to come back. I'm sure that this is gonna be an amazing new season of the podcast, and for this new season we're gonna have 10 interviews with special guests. I had a blast recording all of these interviews. I learned so much from each guest, and I'm really excited to finally share these interviews with you. Okay, now let's talk about today's episode. Today's guest is Teacher Gui from Brazil. He's the founder of Coffee Idiomas. Here are some of the things we talk about in this episode: the importance of having fun when learning a new language, what is connected speech, how to improve your connected speech, the importance of speaking when learning, the benefits of recording your voice, improve your English. Teacher Gui used to hate English and now he loves it. In this episode, he shared what he did to fall in love with this language, using online games to learn English. I had so much fun talking with Teacher Gui, and I'm sure that you guys are gonna love this episode. Before getting to the interview with Teacher Gui, I would like to mention that today we launch a new segment on the podcast. This segment is for you, the listener. If you would like to participate in the podcast, this space is for you. I want you guys to share your voice and your message. So if you are interested in participating, feel free to send me a message on social media. Okay, now let's hear a message from Safa. Safa, thank you so much for participating on the podcast and for being a listener of the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Safa from Sudan. I'm living now in Saudi Arabia. I started to listening to this podcast since season 2. I went back and listened all episodes. I missed it because I'm really into to listening to motivational stories about languages. My favorite episode here in season 2, episode 3, with Samuel from Brazil. This episode is touched my heart when he shared his story, how he learned English without money, just on TV and grammar English books. He remembered me when I started to learn English in my home country, Sudan. We had economic problems, and also we had a bad internet connection, so there are no more options except TV and grammar English books. He motivated me a lot to do my best and keep going to achieve my goal. And as moreover, I learned from each episode you released with great teachers. I'm really thankful. I'm really appreciate them, and thank you for amazing podcast.
Learning a new language changed my life, and I'm sure that it can change yours too. One of my main goals with this podcast is to share amazing and inspiring stories from other learners, so we all can stay motivated and get inspired over and over again. I hear on a daily basis how much you guys love and appreciate the show. So now you can support the work I've been doing with this podcast by becoming a member on Patreon. All the financial support there will go to the podcast and our community. Also, by becoming a member on Patreon, you'll get extra content. The link to join us on Patreon is in the show notes. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your support. Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. Today, I'm so excited to have Teacher Gui on the show. Hi, Teacher Gui. Thank you so much for being here. How are you?
Man, you're very welcome. I'm doing good. Yeah, thanks for asking. How about you?
I'm doing really well, and I'm really excited to come back to start recording this podcast again. I already told you that I am a big fan of your content online because I love the content that you are created on Instagram for English learners. So, okay, let's get started. Could you please introduce yourself?
Sure thing. Well, my name is actually Guilherme. You guys can call me Gui. You know, I'm 21 years old and I live in Brazil. And I've been working as an English teacher since, I can't even remember. It's been like 2 or 3 years. Yeah, around that. Something like that.
Oh, wow. So you started to work at a really young age, like 17, 18?
Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Okay, so this is one of the things that I would like to ask. When did you decide to create like a business and to create online content?
It all started... I can't even remember the month, but it all started last year. You know, I was working at a English school. I was really, you know, I was just a little bit upset with the methods and everything, you know, so I just wanted to teach my own way, you know what I'm saying? So for that reason, I just decided to quit. It was like at the very beginning of the pandemic. So I just decided to quit and launch my own business, you know, so that's how everything started, actually.
That's awesome. So I wrote here in my notebook something that I saw on your Instagram profile that I thought that was really amazing. In your bio, you mentioned in Portuguese, but I kind of tried to translate it in English. I hope that I did a good job, but basically on your bio, you mentioned English classes where you speak English. This is so amazing. So do you like have this kind of concept that it's really important for your students to always try to communicate since the day one?
Oh, hell yeah. Man, that's a very, very important thing. I used to work at an English school that didn't have the kind of method that I created, you know, and that's kind of, you know, it's upsetting, you know, because I could see that my students, they just weren't as excited as they wanted them to be, you know. So for that reason, I just decided to change things and to make them speak. You know, the main goal is to make our students speak. You know, that's the most important thing, because at the end of the day, speaking English is all about speaking English, you know. I'm not saying that grammar is not important, it surely is, but I definitely believe there are different ways to learn grammar. So instead of trying to memorize all of those rules and studying the structures, we would just try to speak, you know. And at the end of the day, that's how it makes sense. You know, if you're speaking, if you're able to communicate, that's all that matters. So for that reason, I just came up with that method, you know, where the students, they are always speaking English, like during the whole class, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm not going to say that I love grammar because I'm not like a big fan. I know that it's important, but sometimes can be like super overwhelming when you are just learning grammar because it never ends. You will always learn like a new rule or something like that. And this sometimes I believe that ended up demotivating people. So that's really amazing that you focus a lot on speaking.
You know, we are actually using grammar, but in a very different way. You know, instead of explaining the rules and everything, how it works, we are actually going to use them. And then if it makes sense, well, then we are ready to go. You know, sometimes we have to use all those rules, but only if our students are like having a hard time trying to understand the structures and the sentences, you know. So our main goal is always to make the students speak.
Amazing. Now I need some advice from you. Before we start to record, I told you that I really like the content that you post because they are really creative. They are really engaging and it's like educational because you are teaching and also entertaining at the same time. Sometimes I lack like creativity because I never know what to post. Do you have any advice for people who are creating online content to be creative?
Dude, it's actually going to depend on the kind of content that you're posting online, you know. For example, I'm always posting English tips. When it comes to English, we're talking about a whole language, so I have a lot of content to post, you know. It's almost like I don't know, it's just that I have a lot of content to post, you know. So sometimes a student of mine just asks me about something and that question will become the post of the day, you know. So that's how it works, actually.
That's amazing. You are basically trying to solve a problem that a lot of people also have. I don't know if problem is the right word, but like a doubt or something that people are struggling with. So you not just is helping your student, but also you are putting out there for other learners to benefit from, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's pretty much it.
Awesome. Okay, so let's go to the first question that I have here. Could you share with us a little bit about your journey with English? When did you start learning?
Man, to be pretty honest with you, I used to hate English. Yep, that's true. I hated English because I couldn't understand it. In every single class that I would take, I just couldn't understand it, you know? So that just made me think that I'll never learn it, you know? And when I was 15, I just started to think a little bit about my future. And I was taken into consideration moving to another country, you know, maybe Canada or Australia. I was not sure about it, but I wanted to move abroad, you know? So for that reason, I just thought, well, first things first, right? I got to learn English. Back then, I just couldn't afford a English course, or I couldn't, have private classes or something like that. So I had to do it my way. And I just decided to start watching a couple of videos on YouTube, you know, when it comes to grammar and those tips, you know, and I just fell in love with English, you know, I just fell in love with it, you know. So I was like spending quite a lot of hours every single day. I couldn't think that I was studying because I was having fun at the same time, you know? So I was just taking those tips and trying to speak as well, you know? And then I was just getting better and better. And then I just realized that I could understand a lot of things, you know? That was something brilliant, you know? So I just decided to stick with English classes in English on YouTube, you know? And I remember the very first time that I watched a video online and I got pretty much everything, you know? I could understand pretty much everything. And that was amazing. And that was surely one of the happiest moments of my life, not gonna lie. And then I just, back then I already have like a lot of knowledge when it comes to English, but I needed to practice, you know, I needed to speak, I needed to communicate. So I did my research, you know, and I found a couple of people online who wanted to improve their English as well. So we would practice pretty much every single day. And another thing that helped me a lot was about playing video games. You know, I used to play a game called Rainbow Six Siege. I don't know if you are aware of that one. But, you know, it's a shooting game. It's a five, there are two teams. Each one will have five players. And this game is really strategic. You have to think a lot when you're playing this game, you know, so you have to share a lot of pieces of information with your team. Otherwise, you're going to lose the round, you know. So for that reason, I just started to speak and speak. And then I was already feeling comfortable with that, you know. And, online games, you know, they're awesome. You know, you're going to have such a great time while you're playing it. Because there are moments that I would talk to people about the game. But not only that, you know, I was actually making friends. And we would talk about life and our routine and our family and our business and everything. So that's how actually I managed to learn English, by studying a lot, watching a lot of movies, listening to a lot of different sounds, and trying to communicate with people while I play video games.
That's awesome. And do you still play like some online games to talk with your friends?
Well, unfortunately, I do not have time to do that, you know, so I'm no longer playing video games. You know, because now I have a business and everything is freaking school, you know, and that takes all my time. But I wish I could, you know. I still have contact with those people. We're still friends. We're still talking like on Instagram and everything, but we're no longer playing together, unfortunately.
Awesome. Okay. So something that you said that I think it's amazing is that you used ways that you could have fun while learning, and you were like very dedicated. And another thing that you mentioned is that the first time when you understand something almost 100% English, and I think that I already talked about it on the podcast, but I remember that one day I was watching a TV series, and then when the episode ended, I had to put the subtitles in Portuguese again manually. But I remember that I was in the middle of the next episode, and I realized that I didn't put the subtitles, and I was understanding, and it was crazy, and I thought, what is happening? I'm understanding, which is really awesome. And I had in the past, like, also, I like to talk about it as the way that I would describe it, I would say immersion. I would immerse myself into the language and basically doing things that were fun. And also I had like a phase of games that I was to play with my friends, but I wouldn't have to communicate. We would just try to write in the chat. And I remember that in some games that I played in the past, I got so frustrated because it was in an online server with a bunch of people from all around the world, and people were just talking in English, and it was so overwhelming. And sometimes it was like a strategy game. You needed to think about what the next step would do, and if you work as a team, you would have to be very careful about what you would do, because otherwise you would screw up everything for everyone. And you have no idea, I got in so much trouble because I couldn't understand English. So I confess that I was kind of jealous of my friends who could communicate freely in English, and that was one of the things that motivated to continue to work super hard on my English. Okay, let's move on to the next question.
Let me just mention one thing. Actually, two things. If you're not having a good time while you're studying, man, you're just going to give up, you know? So it's really important for us to have fun while we are studying. And whenever we talk about studying, people actually think that it's actually all about reading and, you know, trying to memorize rules and everything. And it's not, you know? If you're listening to a song, you're studying. If you're watching a movie, man, you're studying, you know? If you're having content with English, you're studying, you know? So that's a very, very important thing. And the second thing that you've mentioned is about immersion, you know? I reckon it's one of the best ways to learn English, but unfortunately, not everybody has the opportunity to try something like that, you know? Back then, I was at high school, so I had a lot of free time, you know? And I just decided to use all of that time that I have to study English. But there are people who, you know, have to study, have to work, and they simply do not have time for that, unfortunately, you know. So having that kind of immersion is really important, but unfortunately not everybody is able to do that kind of thing, you know.
Yes, I believe that depending on the situation, it's really hard for people to find the right time to immerse themselves into a new language that they are learning. One thing that I loved to do in the past, that I'm still doing it because I got a job, I have a lot of things to do, and sometimes it is really hard to find the right time to learn something new. So something that I always did with my English, it was like instead of watching a movie in Portuguese, I would put the movie in English. Or instead listening to a song in Portuguese, I would listen to that song in English. And also podcasts. I am a podcast lover. I learned so much from podcasts. And something that I do nowadays, it is every time that I want to learn a new skill, when I am like multitasking, like I am cleaning my house or I'm going for a walk. I don't walk. I don't leave my house because of the pandemic, and I'm not someone who do a lot of exercise, but I mean, when I can multitask, I listen to a podcast and in English where I can learn something new, which is really awesome. So you guys who are listening to it, you can find that little time of your day that you can change or switch things instead of doing your native language. Try to do it in English if you have a job or if you have like kids or all that kind of responsibilities. Okay, so let's move on to the next question. Okay, this question, I think you already mentioned some of the things that you used. So the question, what techniques, methods, and resources did you use to learn? You mentioned YouTube and also games and movies, TV series, all that kind of stuff. Do you remember like a website or a podcast or something like that that really helped you?
When it comes to different methods, I would say that I have tried pretty much all of them, you know, and I reckon people will learn in very specific ways. If something works for me, it might not work for you, and that's all good, you know. So you have just to try, you know. You have to do the things that you like to do. If you don't like it, don't do it, you know? Learning English is kind of a subjective thing, you know? So the best thing to do is just to try different things and see what works for you.
I couldn't agree more. And I love that because this is part of my journey as well. I wasn't motivated learning the traditional way. So what I did was I started to enjoy the process, doing things that I liked the most, and I was more excited and I ended up learning. And yeah, we just need to find the ways that are enjoyable, because anything in life, right? If you don't enjoy it, you are not gonna learn it. I totally believe that you need to enjoy the process. Okay, let's move on to the next question. In general, what are some of the biggest mistakes that you see people making when it comes to learning English?
Man, that's a very tricky one, because every single person will struggle with something different. Mm-hmm. You know, some students, they might struggle with the speaking part, some of them with the listening part. So it actually depends. But when it comes to making mistakes, it also depends, because I'm used to the mistakes that Brazilians make, you know, and that's a very important thing. Our mistakes, they're actually based on our mother language, because we are always using our mother language to try and translate, you know, to English so we can express ourselves, you know. I would say that one of the, the biggest mistakes that we do as Brazilians is about, I would say, prepositions. You know, they're kind of tricky because we cannot compare them to Portuguese. It's a totally different thing, you know. So for example, in, on, at, that's something that a lot of people struggle with. I have beginners and advanced students, you know, and the mistakes that they're making, they're different. You know, when it comes to the advanced ones, I would say that it is still about prepositions, or sometimes a kind of tense that do not exist in Portuguese, or they're like totally different, you know. For example, the simple past, you know, just easy peasy lemon squeezy, because we do that in Portuguese, you know. But when it comes to the present perfect, for example, man, that's something really hard for us to understand, because that's a tense that kind of do not exist in Portuguese, you know. So that's actually one of the biggest mistakes that our students make.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing. Let's move on to the next question. Okay, this is the first time that we are going to talk about it in the podcast. If someone is interested in improving connected speech, what should they do? And also, could you please like kind of explain what is connected speech in case someone doesn't know what is that?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to explain that with an example, all right? So here is an example of a sentence without the connect speech. I am sorry, but I have got to go. Now, the same sentence, but with the connect speech. I'm sorry, but I gotta go. That's the same sentence, you know? Whenever we are learning English or any other language, people tend to learn just words, and they try not to mix them all together. I don't see that as a problem, but they might be sounding a little bit weird when they do not have the connect speech. I would try to speak without the connect speech, okay? So here is how we kind of sound when we are not using the connect speech. See, it doesn't sound natural. So when you get this thing done, when you understand the connect speech, when you start using it, you feel more comfortable. And not only that, you feel more confident when you're speaking English. And that's something really, really important. We have to feel comfortable whenever we're speaking. We have to be confident. So for that specific reason, I just love to learn and teach about the connect speech. You know, there's this exercise that's really helpful when it comes to the connect speech, and it's about shadowing. Do you know this one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, it's about watching a video or a scene and try to repeat what the actor or the person is saying at the same time. You know, another thing that I like to do a lot is to take a speech, you know, memorize it, and then record myself while I am trying the speech. You know, then I listen to it, and I listen to the original one, and then I try to make them sound like the same thing.
I love that. Thanks so much for the tips. And recording, it's powerful. I can say that because I've been recording this podcast since May of last year, and I have to listen to myself over and over again, and I kind of have to analyze my speech and the way that I sound, and I can autocorrect myself. And it's really really funny because connected speech, I was kind of surprised because there are a lot of things that I don't know, like in a formal way. But if I look back, I kind of already do some of these things like in an automatically way because I've been practicing the language. And a piece of advice for people who want to use connected speech is like to speak. It sounds so simple, but if you don't try to like imitate and use the language in an active way, you're not gonna sound more clear. Because I think if you would speak like the way that you, Teacher Guy, were showing us, the way that people don't use connected speech, you will sound like a robot.
Kind of like that.
But not that you cannot sound like that. It's perfectly fine. You won't sound perfect since day one. You need to go through the process of failure to get better results, right?
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Awesome. Let's move on to the next question. What else have here? What opportunities or experiences learning a new language brought to you?
Man, I just love this question. You know, my life is all about English. Of course, I own an English school and I'm a teacher, so, you know, it is what it is. I think, well, first things first, I've never been abroad, you know, that's something. If I ever had the opportunity to do it, I think the experience that I will have will be totally different compared to the experience that I would have if I couldn't speak English, you know. But talking about the experiences that I have, that I already had, meeting people here in Brazil, you know, foreign people. Man, that's one of the coolest things ever, when you meet people from different countries and then you're just able to understand their culture. You know, there's a very interesting comparison that I like to do, and it's about comparing, for example, learning the Japanese culture. You know, you just read a book and then, you know, you just master the subject. That's one thing. But talking to somebody who was actually born in Japan, that's a totally different thing. You know, it's amazing to have that kind of connection, because the experiences that I have, for example, when I was a child, that person didn't, you know. So that's one of the brilliant and like the coolest things ever, you know, meeting new people, understanding their culture. And not only that, when it comes to learning, that's also a brilliant thing, because if I want to learn about any kind of subject, and if I only speak Portuguese, that's the only resource that I'll have: videos in Portuguese, articles in Portuguese, and everything. But if I speak English, man, I'll have content from all over the world, because English is a universal language.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. This is the first time that I'm asking this question on the podcast, and I should have put this question in the other seasons, because I think that everyone who are capable and is using this language can say that this can change so many things in your life, and this language can open so many doors and opportunities that otherwise we wouldn't have without this language. So yeah, I love this question, and I could say so many things about it, because truly, just the fact that you are able to connect and communicate with people from other culture, it is phenomenal. And okay, I'm curious, which part of Brazil are you from? Which state?
Oh, I was actually born and raised in the state of Paraná, you know, south of Brazil.
Oh.
But so we are actually kind of next to each other.
Yes. And right now, where you are living, do you mind if I ask?
I was born in Curitiba, the capital of the state of Paraná, you know, but I'm living in a coastal city. It's a very small town, actually, and it's called Matinhos. It's beautiful, and I love to live here.
Oh,
but I'm going to move to Curitiba, actually.
But this is in Paraná?
Yeah, in Paraná, yes.
I don't know what I said. Paraná.
No, man, I mean, that's a Portuguese word, so I'm not gonna like flex a kind of accent, you know. I'm not gonna say like Curitiba or Paraná, you know. It's just Curitiba and Paraná.
Yes. Okay, let's move on to the next question. Nowadays, what do you do to keep practicing and improving your English?
Watching a bunch of TikTok videos. talking to my friends and also my students. You know, actually, I'm learning like 24/7. Sometimes somebody will have a question, and you know, I would just double check it just to make sure of it, and that's it, man. I'm actually learning every single day, even though I'm a teacher.
Awesome. Yes, and this is something that is so true. The learning process will never end. You always have something new to learn, and also the language is always changing, right? Even our native language, Portuguese, is always changing. You mentioned TikTok. Do you like watch a lot of TikToks about everything in general, or do you have like some accounts on TikTok that they are kind of educational to learn, or just for entertaining?
You know, I've been watching TikTok videos for around 1 year, you know, and I find them actually really entertaining. I don't know, it's fun to watch, you know, and also you can learn a lot on TikTok. It depends on the kind of pages or accounts that you're following, you know. So I TikTok, for example, it will have a lot of English tips, of course, and a lot of videos related to the subjects that I like, you know, motorcycles, cars, sports, and everything.
That's awesome. I also am using like TikTok, but more like to test to see how the platform works. Okay. The next question. What is the best advice you would give to someone who is learning English? It can be more than one.
Do not give up and have fun. That's it, man. You cannot give up. If you give up, well, you're not going to get it, you know? If you're having like a hard time trying to learn it, man, it's just a phase, you know? Just keep going, move on. You know, you're going to do it. I believe in you.
Awesome. Okay, so now let's move on to the rapid fire questions segment. I have 10 questions here, and you can answer them super quick, but feel free to expand in any of them. Number one, what is your favorite food from your country?
Man, I would say acai. That's, you know, that's an amazing kind of thing, you know. It's a little bit hard to explain what it is. I would try to do it quickly. It's a berry from Brazil, you know, and you can eat it in different ways. Here in the south part of Brazil, we eat it in a way that it, you know, it's just like an ice cream, but it has like a very distinguished taste. And acai is like my favorite one so far. And also the Brazilian barbecue.
Okay, next one. Which tourist place would you recommend for someone interested in visiting your country?
Whenever it comes to visiting Brazil, people will always think about Rio de Janeiro or perhaps São Paulo. You know, those are cool places. I would definitely recommend you to visit them. But Brazil is such a huge country, and it's so different, you know, compared to like all the parts of Brazil, you know. So I would definitely recommend you to come to the south part of Brazil, you know, perhaps Curitiba or Gramado, you know, those are beautiful cities. And you should also go to northeast, you know, mainly when it comes to visiting those beaches, you know, that's just amazing. Those are beautiful.
Awesome. Could you share one interesting thing about your culture?
Man, I'll say that we are like very, very friendly in a way that sometimes is kind of weird for people from other places, you know, because it's really like it's really easy to make friends with Brazilian, you know. So, yeah, I love it.
Awesome. Okay, what is your favorite hobby?
I have a lot of them, but I would say that at the moment, my favorite one is about studying. I do like to learn about totally random things. I like to study about history, geography, engineering, the wildlife, and, you know, if it's random, then I like it.
Wow. I think this is one of the most interesting hobbies and answers that I got from this question, which is really cool. Okay, the next three questions I had to adapt, because sometimes I know that it's really hard to just pick your one favorite thing. So for season four, I had to adapt these next three questions. So the first one is, you will have two options. Do you have a favorite movie or series? If yes, which one? Or which is the last movie or series you have watched?
Man, I don't have a favorite movie, but I do have a favorite kind of movie, and it's all about animation movies. I love Disney, love Pixar, love DreamWorks, you know. I don't know, I just find them so entertaining, and all of the details that they add to the movie, it makes it flawless. I love it.
Amazing. Next one. Do you have a favorite song or band? If yes, which one? Or which is the last band or artist you listen to?
Yes, I do. My favorite song is La Vie en Rose, but not the French version, the English version of Louis Armstrong. That's such a beautiful song. And the lyrics, they're just brilliant. They're amazing. I love that song.
Awesome. I'm gonna check it out. Next one. Do you have a favorite book or author? If yes, which one? Or which is the last book you read?
Well, to be pretty honest with you, I'm not into reading. I prefer to write, even though I do not consider myself an author. Sometimes I think it's a little bit boring to read stuff because sometimes I just want the character to do something, but I can't change that. So for that reason, I just prefer to write my own story.
That is amazing. And I knew that this day would come because I'm not the only one who can't read, because I don't like to read as well. I don't know why. When I start to read, I start to sleep at the same time. But thank God for audiobooks, right? Or in your case,
yeah.
You like to write, you can make your own story, which is awesome. Okay, next one. What have you done that you are most proud of?
Launching my own business, that's for sure. Not only because it's pretty profitable, but the main reason for that is because I'm actually changing a lot of lives, you know? People are just making their dreams come true just because of English. You know, some of them, they just want to travel, they do it. They just want to, you know, listen to a podcast and they do it, you know? So it doesn't matter their goals. It's really interesting to think that somehow I'm the one responsible for making it come true.
That's amazing. Next one. Who has influenced your language learning journey the most?
Do you remember when I mentioned the very first video that I watched and I could like get pretty much all of it?
Uh-huh.
So the teacher who recorded that one video, she's actually the one who inspired me the most. You know, her name is Ronnie. She's from Canada and she's still on YouTube. Actually, her channel is like huge. It has like, I don't know, 4 million subscribers or something like that. And I just love the way she teaches. So yeah, if I had to name one person, it would be Ronnie.
That's amazing. And the name of her YouTube channel is Ronnie? What is the name of her?
Man, it's a long name. I think I cannot remember precisely the name, but it's something like Free English Lessons for You with Ronnie, something like that.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Last one. Could you share 3 phrasal verbs or idioms that you think people should know them?
All right, let's try. Let's start with the phrasal verbs. Wake up, move on, and give up, so you will not give up. And when it comes to idioms, let me see if I can remember some of them. All right, the first one. I was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Second one, it's raining cats and dogs. And the last one, stop beating around the bush. Yeah, I like those 3.
The first one that you said, that I wasn't born with a silver spoon, is that right?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means that I do not come from a wealthy family. You know, I'm not rich. So yeah, that's it.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for sharing. Now, the last question to wrap it up. Where can people find you online? And if someone is interested in having classes with you, what should they do?
Awesome. Well, you can find me on Instagram. It's coffee.idiomas, you know. I'm aware that most of the viewers, they're not from Brazil. But however, we have conversation classes, which is 100% English. So we can improve our English, all right? So just send me a DM. Let's talk.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing, guys. I'm going to put in the description of the show notes so you guys can connect with Teacher Gui. So Teacher Gui, thank you so much for being here today, recording the first episode of season 4. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, man. Actually, I would like to thank you for sharing this project. It's just amazing and I'm pretty sure it helps a lot of people. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye and I'll see you around.
Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. If you can, please share the podcast with your friends. Subscribe to the show so you can get notified when I release new episodes. And feel free to leave a review. I would love to read it. Now I have a message for you. Remember this. You don't have to be alone when learning a new language. You can find awesome communities to be part of. The number one reason why I was able to level up my English is because I decided to get out of my comfort zone and connect with language learners from all around the globe. So, if you have been struggling to improve your speaking skills, and if you can't find someone else to have a conversation, I want to encourage you to participate in our online encounters and to join our global community on Telegram. Since June of 2020, I've been organizing English speaking sessions on Zoom for us to hang out. In there, you can meet new people, make new friends, and practice English while having fun. If you can't use Telegram, don't worry. I always announce our encounters on social media, and you can always DM me so I can send you the link to our meetings. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.